in this week's Complaint Corner, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Nintendo, and some other shit. This is Critically Complained. Hi, I'm Adam, and this is Steve, and first, we are talking Ant-Man and the Wasp. So, for those of you who are unaware, there has been a new Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer, or a teaser trailer, that's what they're calling it, but it's not really a teaser trailer, because it's basically just a trailer. It, like, gives a lot of footage, and it looks great. So, Steve, what did you think of the first trailer for Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Oh, I thought it was quite sweet, Adam, quite sweet indeed.
Excellent, Steve. Tubular. Oh my god, I'm sorry. I'll stop.
You should be sorry. Cut. Just stop. Start the recording.
Okay.
Start over.
Really?
No.
Okay, good. Okay. Sorry. Okay. No, but I thought it was a great trailer as well. I like the idea of Ant-Man being on house arrest. I think that's a really cool idea. Like, a way to kind of... I was wondering how they were going to do this movie, given the way that Civil War ends with everyone being in prison. But it makes sense with Ant-Man specifically, because he doesn't have any actual powers. His powers come from his suit.
Yeah, which
it makes sense
they
that they would
the
just.
Suit?
Yeah, I'm confused about that too. Like, did they just give him the suit after they let him go, or is this a new suit that Pym gave him? Like, I'm not really clear about.
And if that's
or...
the case, why doesn't this one have the wings? Because the wings are cool.
Also, now that I think about it, I hadn't really thought about this before, but Civil War ends with Captain America breaking into the prison or whatever and, like, releasing all of them. How does that work with Ant-Man now being on house arrest or whatever? Like, how does that, like,
separate
did
charge?
He just, did he not get broken out by Captain America? Like, was he just like, no, I'll stay because I don't want to be on the run because I have a daughter? I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good
that's
question.
That's a weird...
Well, maybe it's a separate set of charges. Maybe he got out because S.H.I.E.L.D. Was it S.H.I.E.L.D. who was holding him, or was it the U.S. government that was holding him?
Well, no, it's not S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D. is basically non-existent.
Okay, well, right. Who was holding him? Because we saw FBI jackets on his
house
arrest thing.
It was the Accords guys. Like, he was on the raft... And it was the I don't remember what they were called, but the Accords people.
Okay, that was like the UN or something, though. Like, it was the FBI that was putting him on house arrest. So maybe it's a different set of charges. I don't know. The point
is that
movie had awesome use of shrink and grow.
Yes. I'm thinking too much about semantics. You know, that's another thing. While I was watching this, a lot of people online have been complaining about, like, how does it make sense that that they can shrink the building and then walk around with it? It should still have the same mass, right? Isn't that how it works? It just shrinks it? Blah, 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 blah. But suddenly, I had this sudden thought while I was watching it, while I was watching the trailer. I was like, I don't give a shit. I don't care about the fucking science. This is fantasy, or it's not fantasy. It's fiction. It's not real. It's a superhero thing. I don't want to have to think really hard about this. I'm just going to accept it for the way it's presented. I just don't care. It's fine. Like, it shrinks shit, and that's good enough for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I don't that's fine. Like, I don't
well, all those people
be...
should be like, okay, well then that ant shouldn't be able to carry him either then, because he should be like a tiny sun on the back of those ants.
Yeah,
we're all gonna
basically.
Nitpick.
Well, it's exactly what they're saying, and people have been complaining about that since the first movie. Or really since the fucking first comics. And I had this
also his own bones
like,
would be crushed under his weight. Then, if we're being
fiction,
super clear,
fiction does not need to adhere to real life logic. At least not in my mind. I don't care. Like it's fine. They give a reasonable enough explanation. There's some sort of mysterious particle that shrinks shit. That's good enough for me. Mm-hmm. I don't care enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I just, it's fine. It's fine.
Well, it's especially like how, okay. When I'm watching them throw that Pez dispenser out the door and supersize it to like, you know, knock that motorcycle guy down, I'm not thinking, okay, but that would be a super light object, right? You know, I'm not thinking that. I'm thinking, dude, that was rad.
Exactly. Like, you kind of have to, like, turn off a portion of your brain and just kind of enjoy it for what it is, in my opinion.
Which, honestly, okay, that's actually kind of the thing that I thought was kind of weird about this Ant-Man and Wasp trailer, is, to me, I'm just here for more Ant-Man. I actually don't really give a shit about the Wasp, if I'm being perfectly honest. She didn't really, I mean, I know this is just like a 1 minute trailer, but nothing about her really sold it to me. I mean, yeah, okay, she's got guns and wings and stuff, but like, I'm really here for more Paul Rudd, if I'm being honest.
Fair enough. I don't know. I like Wasp. I thought that the scene with her running along the edge of the knife was really cool.
Oh, no, I don't dislike the Wasp. I'm just saying, like, okay. I mean, I'm here for Paul Rudd driving a van underneath another van and then bopping it into the air. Like, that's what I'm here for.
I kind of understand. I love that they're trying to do the shrinking stuff in, like, more creative ways this time. Mm-hmm. I love it. You know what I mean? Like they did a little bit of that in the first one with, like, the ant that got bigger. Yep. That was kind of cool. And
terrifying,
all that
terrifying
shit.
Ant that got big. Or yeah, the giant Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah. I was about to say the giant Thomas the Tank Engine. Like that shit is so cool to me. Or, like, the tank. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, the tank keychain that Hank couldn't carry around because it was too heavy, everybody.
Just shut up and just accept it, okay? Life is too short for me to pick apart every single little logical fallacy in fiction. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Just enjoy it and just allow yourself to be swept up in the magic.
Especially when
it's
super badass like that.
Oh,
that's relevant.
God. Yeah, exactly. I'm excited.
Yeah,
this is
a promising start to what I think is going to be a good movie, or I hope it's going to be.
I really, anyway. As a quick little, we haven't talked about Ant-Man in a while, but I really, really liked Ant-Man.
I don't know about you. I think it was one of the probably top three movies.
I wouldn't go that far, but I would definitely say like top five.
Top five, whatever. It was good. It was definitely on the good half of movies.
It was really good. It was, yeah, definitely in the good half. I really, really freaking liked it. It's just awesome. It was the thing that I liked about it is in a lot of ways similar to the reason I liked Doctor Strange so much, in that I went in with very tempered expectations. Like, I didn't expect much going in, and then I was, like, fucking loved it, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I was just like, oh my god, Ant-Man, he's so cool. and I'm so excited for this sequel.
Plus,
he
can Giant Man now, which is awesome.
Yeah, there's all kinds of crazy shit they can do with these powers. You know, we've got trucks shrinking and then, you know, going under a truck and knocking it over. We've got fucking Giant Man. We've got a entire fucking building that they shrink down
that was
and carry
great.
Around like a suitcase.
I like that. Okay, when he commissioned that building to be created, he basically had to work into the blueprints. I want there to be a giant collapsible handle here and wheels at the bottom. Can you make that happen?
I never even thought about... No, like, did he, like, put the building
See, I don't actually
on?
Know if he put it on a cart or not, or it just... I think it's funnier to think that giant handle was built in there. That's funnier.
I think that is funnier. I agree. I really hope that's true.
Some construction guy, like, great. Architect, and he's like, you want me to what? Build a giant... You know, like, rolling luggage? Make me that. Okay. Why? Don't worry about it.
I never even thought about that until you said it, but you're completely right. Like, that doesn't – I love it. That sounds like – and don't forget the wheels either. There has to be wheels on the bottom of the entire
fucking
building.
Giant wheels. Giant wheels. Do they have to spin? Of course they have to spin. They're not wheels otherwise. Okay.
But I don't really have much else to say about this other than I really enjoyed the trailer. It was – It's one of those, like, it's a good popcorn kind of trailers, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just like, yeah, I want to see cool shit. And that's exactly what I got from the trailer. But I don't have a whole lot of plot details.
Yeah, we don't actually
know
what
like,
the main conflict in this one is. I mean, they're obviously being chased by somebody, but we don't know who or why.
Oh,
we know they're
we
on the lam.
We saw, like, a very quick glimpse of, like, the bad guy who, like, I don't know anything about.
I remember reading that, but.
Oh, it's like this person with like this weird pale mask.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that now. Yeah. The Zero from Borderlands. Got it.
I think that the name of that character is like the Ghost or something like that, but I know nothing about.
Okay, maybe.
Do you know this? Because I don't know anything about who that character
is.
Okay,
I think
like,
that's
nothing
okay.
at all.
That's like an Iron Man villain, I think. Really? I won't pretend to know the whole thing, but I'm pretty sure. Okay, I know they have like some kind of technology that lets them watch through walls. Like they have intangibility technology.
Oh, okay. That sounds
if that's who we're talking about. He's like a Deathstroke, but with ghost powers.
Cool. Why not? Why the hell not? Sounds good to me.
Well, ghost technology.
I don't care.
Anyway.
Sure. I think the weakest element of the first movie was probably the villain.
Well, yeah, Yellow Jacket was lame, but I mean,
yeah, well, Yellow Jacket was,
which
really
is a shame
lame.
Because he's like the Iron Man or the Ant-Man villain, so it feels like he probably should have been a bigger deal, but
yeah,
whatever.
But it's fine. Exactly. It's like, eh, like at least they got the character, like the main character Ant-Man, right.
Yeah,
that's the
at
thing.
Least we got him Marvel in Civil War there for a bit. That was,
yeah,
cool.
Which was fucking cool.
We got to see him go Giant Man, and then oh my god.
Oh my god, I love Civil War so much. I've actually started quick aside. I've started a complete MCU rewatch before,
like
Infinity
in chronological
War comes out.
Or release order.
No, in release order.
Okay.
I'm not doing chronological. That's fucking stupid. no, in release order. So I've already seen Iron Man and Incredible Hulk. I just watched Incredible Hulk like last night. And I'm gonna watch the rest of it. I'm not including the TV shows because that would be too much.
Yeah, to, yeah.
I mean, we're talking about
you're
what,
like triple the
half...
length of your marathon just by adding a show.
Yeah,
to it.
4.5 seasons of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., 2 seasons of Daredevil, a season of Jessica Jones, a season of Iron Fist, a season of Luke Cage, a season of Punisher. Like, no.
Nope,
that's not happening. Maybe I'll probably rewatch those someday, but not now. That's not going to happen. So our next bit that we're, cause we're going to move on because there's not much else to say. Oh, so more Marvel stuff. So I hope I'm pronouncing this right. I don't know anymore. Kevin Feige or Feige. I've heard it both ways. I don't know. He's the main Marvel guy. He's the Marvel Studios head honcho. Has now confirmed, which isn't super surprising, but he's confirmed it, that Marvel is not changing their current plans in order to accommodate the X-Men and the Fantastic Four. There's a couple of reasons for that. I mean, first of all, the deal hasn't been officially approved by the government because they want to make sure it's not a monopoly, which it is.
But
it hasn't been officially approved yet. It won't be approved until probably next year. So we're in for the long haul here, guys. Like X-Men and junk. Like we're not gonna see X-Men in the MCU for at least 2 years. And that's if they, like, really, really, like, try to do it quickly. Anyway, so they're not changing the current plan, so we're not going to see any X-Men or Fantastic Four basically in any of the movies currently announced. You know, so no Guardians of the Galaxy 3, no Spider-Man 2, no Infinity War, no Ant-Man and the Wasp, no, none of it. Like they're not going to just shoehorn in, like, the X-Men or the Fantastic Four when they're not necessary. They already have their plans for their current stuff.
See,
and
I think this is a good idea. This is not,
yes,
muddying the waters.
See, it's like, this is exactly, like, the kind of shit that, like, DC,
that is exactly,
I imagine,
what I was
going
to say. I was going to use,
yeah,
I know we
DC
pick on DC
would
a
fucking,
lot here, but...
We really do, and I feel guilty sometimes, but I don't care.
Yeah, if DC had made this deal to, I mean, obviously not with the X-Men, but if they had done this deal to get, like, half their property back, you can bet your ass there would be a, like, one or two or three movies dedicated to just pouring those things into a movie together to introduce them all,
yep,
really fast.
Yeah, like if they didn't have, like, I don't know, the rights to Superman or something, you know that, like, they're making an Aquaman movie and they're gonna be like, oh shit, we have the rights to Superman now, get him in Aquaman.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Exactly.
How like
oh no, Aquaman's fighting Zod, oh my god, but Superman's here. Ah, or something. Yeah. Like, not even that, like, even if they were like shit characters, you know, but like they all of a sudden had access to those properties, you know. Like, okay, imagine if they had no rights to any sidekicks or something, you know? And all of a sudden they got those back, and then all of a sudden our Batman now has a Robin, you know? Like, Robin wouldn't do anything important. He would just be, like, the dude in the chair. But there would be a Robin in the Batman movie. Absolutely.
No, yeah, I agree with you. I think that if we put this situation somehow and DC and Marvel shoes, you know DC would fuck it up.
Yeah.
And I feel so bad saying that, but it's true.
That sentence here can basically be applied to any decision. So, and it's sad but true. If you use the phrase, if you put DC in Marvel shoes, you know they'd fuck it up, can be applied to basically anything.
Speaking of DC, I forgot to mention this. I didn't tell you this beforehand, but whatchamacallit, I can't think of the name. Captain Marvel. No, not Captain Marvel. Shazam! Shazam has started filming now, so that's exciting, I guess.
Huzzah. I mean, Shazam.
But there's not going to be any. Yeah, but there's not going to be any Black Adam or yeah, Black Adam in it. There's no Black Adam. It's just going to be Shazam doing Shazam things. And I don't know.
Wait, like in the movie?
Yeah. Like, Black Adam is not going to be in the movie. It's going to be Shazam fighting against some
other dude. Okay, no, hold on. That's more important than whatever the hell we were just talking about. Roll back.
Oh, God.
All right, so in the Shazam movie, where Black Adam has already been spoiled, we're not going to have Black Adam?
Oh, you mean like how it's, what's his face? I can't think of his name. The Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah. They decided to split. We talked about this ages ago, I think, or I thought we did.
I don't remember.
So they were making a Shazam movie that was going to have Black Adam in it, right?
Yeah.
But they decided to split that, and so they're instead going to do a Shazam movie without Black Adam, and then they're going to do a Black Adam movie, and then they're going to do, I think, like a team-up, or not team-up, a fight movie, like a something like that.
Shazam's coming first?
Yeah.
Who's going to be the villain in Shazam?
It's some guy named Dr. something. Dr. I want to say Zhivago, but I don't think that's right. You know what? I'm going to Google it.
If they're doing a Black Adam movie and they're doing it proper Black Adam style, it's going to be like 1,000, 2,000, whatever years ago.
Okay.
So,
sorry.
Like,
I got it now.
Okay.
Mark Strong is playing Dr. Savannah. That's his name.
Oh, okay.
He's going to be this doctor guy.
Still, I don't. No, you know what? No, I changed my mind. Not okay. Because they already have the problem of fucking around with not getting their stories going. Just jump into the Shazam versus Black Adam movie. That's the coming of age thing for for Shazam. He fights Shazam, Black Adam, becomes the new protector with the Shazam superpowers. All that business. Just have him do that right away, and skip this Dr. Savannah shit, and just like why?
I don't know what to tell you. I know nothing about Shazam other than what you've told me and the things I've seen in like the few animated movies I've
okay,
seen.
Did you know
like,
Black Adam has the same powers as him?
Yes.
Did you know they come from the same source?
No.
Okay. Black Adam was the original guardian of truth, justice, the American way, or the seven vices, or whatever the nonsense
whatever.
Is. That. He's the first one of those, but he got corrupted by power, because power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
So then he did the thing, and then it was bad, and the wizard was like, nah, dude, can't have that. And then, you know, and then he sent him away to, like, in space or whatever. And then he spent like 1,000 years coming back, and then Shazam gets to be the new one because he's like the only good person on Earth or whatever. And he's like, hey, you want to be a superhero? And the kid's like, oh, if it saves lives or whatever. And he's like, poof, you're a superhero now. And then Shazam has to basically take over as guardian of good stuff while Black Adam is not.
I feel like you could, have like a Black Adam, like, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for, cameo or something at the end of Shazam, and then like this one would be him discovering his powers and figuring out what's suddenly I have a new body and all that jazz, and then the next one can be, oh shit, the original ones come to town and we, you know, I gotta go fight him.
Well, okay, well, see, like, my question work, now is maybe. Well, I have many questions, but my question now is, who's gonna be the antagonist of the Black Adam movie? Is he still going to be a good guy at that time?
No,
because that
idea.
Means at the end of the movie he's going to turn into a bad guy.
I have no idea about that.
Which
that's a great question.
I don't know. Unless they just make him a bad guy from the beginning.
Okay, maybe the Black Adam movie could be about him traveling to Earth or whatever, trying to get back
just
to
hurling
wherever.
Through empty space for 1,000 years.
No.
Okay.
I mean,
you
like...
know what it's actually going to be? You know what I bet it's going to be? It's going to be a lot like the Doctor Strange thing. There's going to be Doctor Strange, and there's going to be the bad student. And Shazam will play the role of, you know, Doctor Strange, who will be the new student to take over where the old student has failed. They're going to be like they're like around the same time. So instead of being 1,000-year difference, Black Adam's going to get kicked out of the monastery and like
but
a
no,
week before
no, because Black Adam is not in Shazam.
I understand that, but Shazam is going to take place like a week after Black Adam gets his, you know, kicked to the curb.
Oh, okay. I don't think so.
Well, okay, but that's what could happen. They're going to be a lot closer together than the origins would have you understand them to be. I don't know. Seems stupid to me. I don't know why you wouldn't just make Black Adam be in the... whatever. Okay. Like, I know they blew it with Superman putting Zod in there right away, but realistically,
yeah, they fucking did.
Who else would you have done to...
Why can't they just make an... Speaking of which, goddammit, I can't believe we're still talking about this. Even when we're not talking about DC, we start talking about DC. Anyway, why can't they make another Superman movie that isn't, like, weird and, like, stupidly philosophical and all... and dark?
Because they think
and
they're
grim.
Really deep, Adam.
I just...
Because they think
like,
they're the
I
next Passion
like...
of the Christ or something.
Like, the whole, like, Man of Steel, I don't think is a bad movie.
No.
But I think it's a movie that's really far up its own asshole.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It's just like, dude.
It's a good thing Superman doesn't need to breathe because he would have suffocated in that sphincter of his.
Like, it's just like, come on. Like, yeah, I get it. He's incredibly powerful.
Christ
like
imagery, go.
Yeah, Christ. Like, it's just like, ah. Like, I get it.
Man versus God. Lack of subtlety.
The metaphor you're trying to do. You don't have to take, like, 3.5 movies to, like, set this up. I just, like, I get it.
I think most people know Supes is OP. You didn't really have to set him up as, like, a literal God.
Yeah, I just, oh my God. Okay.
Whatever. Okay.
We're moving on.
What were we talking about?
We are still talking. What?
What were we talking about? Before we got
We were talking about how Marvel is not changing their plans to include the X-Men.
Good job, Marvel.
Good job, Marvel. We approve of this plan. You know, take your time. Make it, do it right. I mean, I don't even need to tell you guys this because you always do, but, you know, just in case you were wondering.
Yeah, in case you saw DC and decided to hang out with a bad crowd, don't do that.
So our next bit is DC related, but it's not as movie related. So they're making a live action Superman prequel television series called Metropolis, and it's going to be about Lois Lane and Lex Luthor in Metropolis in like before Superman ever shows up, and it's going to be coming to DC's streaming service.
I can interject, Adam?
Yeah. Okay, this coming from the guy who absolutely loves Gotham.
You know what? That's fair. But I don't really see this being as tantalizing as Gotham is, because there's not going to be a whole lot of action areas in there in Lois Lane, reporter extraordinaire.
The thing about Gotham that I think really works is the fact that Batman's villains gallery is so fucking strong. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Like,
and
there's
all
so
people,
much you can
which
do.
Helps.
And, like, they're all such interesting, colorful characters that you can take a lot of time and explain their backstory
right.
and have it be interesting.
But, again, what I'm a fan of saying about Gotham is that Gotham is actually a terrible Batman show. What it is an excellent fantasy cop drama.
That's true. You always do say that.
Yeah, it's a pretty poopy Batman show. But I feel like I almost called it Metro City. I meant to say Metropolis. I feel like Metropolis is going to fall into the same rut of, like, trying to desperately, like, suckle at Superman's balls, but not actually have Superman be there.
Yeah, that's the other... I mean, we've already had Smallville, which already did that
I was thinking of that,
seasons.
At least he shows up in that.
Well, yeah, but, like, he doesn't get his fucking suit until
the last episode. But
what the fuck?
I know.
I haven't even watched... like fucking Smallville, but that to me just makes me so angry that I just like I can't I like no, no
okay
I
but
can't
like is okay I guess it matters. Is Superman supposed to be in Metropolis during this show, or is it gonna be prior to him being there?
We don't know a whole lot about the show
because
yet. I'm guessing that he'll show up eventually. Like, I can't imagine this show running for more than, like, 2 seasons before you at the very least include Clark Kent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose they could do that. They could just show it from the Clark Kent side of things and then just have him run off into a broom closet or take a dump or something every hour or so. And and everyone will be like, huh, I wonder what's wrong with Clark Kent anyway. You know, like, they could do that, I guess. That could be good for a guffaw or two.
That's the thing. The whole idea of the show is it's not about Superman. It's about Metropolis before Superman. So it could be like this big shining city that's full of, like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? White collar crime. And you could have this reporter who's doing her reporter thing, trying to uncover it. And then you could have Clark Kent show up and he's doing things. And we know that he has superpowers, but no one else does. And it could be all about him trying to do the right thing.
See, but I think the issue
without being the issue you run
with that, even if you do that kind of thing where we know that he has the powers and no one else does, then the show really becomes more of a when does Lois Lane catch him? Then it becomes about Superman again, not Metropolis.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know how you can do this show.
You can't,
for
simply.
A very long
That's
time.
The answer, Adam. You can't do it. Because, like it or think, not, Superman is the most interesting part of Metropolis, and if you don't put him
I
in there...
I think it could work as, like, a mini-series or, like a prequel comic, maybe. But I just can't imagine how this could possibly be turned into a live-action, full-fledged series.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, there's not enough story there. There's nothing you can do. I don't know. I don't like this idea.
Nothing about this sounds appealing at all, if I'm being honest.
And the fact that it's on DC streaming service is actually super great because that means that we don't have to watch
it. Yeah, basically that just gives me a free pass to not care. Because otherwise there'd be a small tinge of obligation for the show here to have to sit down and at least try to watch it. But God help me
you
if
mean
DC
like,
didn't do
you
my
mean
job
like,
for me
and
ignore it for
You mean like
me.
Black Lightning? That show that we're totally never going to watch, but we're always going to think that we should watch? Yeah, Black Lightning.
Black Lightning. I think the first episode was on yesterday.
It's the second episode. I think.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
From what I've heard, it sounds a lot like Luke Cage with electricity powers, and that doesn't appeal to me really.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. To me, it sounds a little bit like Luke Cage mixed with a little bit of Watchmen / Incredibles. Because like the whole idea is that he's an older superhero who like hung up his cape, but now he's becoming a superhero again. So he's the fucking main character from Incredibles. What?
Then why have we not heard of him before?
Oh, no. It's not in the CW universe.
Oh, of course not.
It's on the CW, but it's in its own separate universe.
Oh, my God. Stop huffing glue and get your shit together. Whatever.
I mean,
come on.
This is CW. This is the fucking Flashverse. You fucking know that they're gonna like travel to another world.
Oh, I know they're
gonna
multiverse over
and
there.
They're
and
they're
gonna
fucking.
Gonna be there and...
You know it's gonna happen.
Oh my god! And
you know
what they're gonna do? He's gonna use his lightning powers to supercharge Barry's speed or something, and that's how they're gonna get.
Oh
back.
God! Yeah.
Called it. There you go. I'm putting a pin in that right now. If ever that happens, and that's the episode, that's what they're gonna do. Done.
Okay.
I've solved it.
Okay, we're moving on to all of the Nintendo news we have today, which is quite a bit. So first of all, they are making a Mario animated film, and it's officially. We talked about this maybe happening before, but this is now, you know, the ink has dried. It is officially happening,
a Mario
animated
movie
film.
In theaters, where you can go to see.
Yes, and it'll be coming from Illumination Studios, which is the studio
you might recognize
behind...
them from the group of people that brought us Minions.
yes, they made Despicable Me and Minions and all that jazz,
and probably
and
other
personally,
things. But God help
personally,
their mortal soul if I don't remember what they are.
I don't really know what your opinion is on this, Steve, but I'm completely okay with them making a Mario animated film. That sounds fun to me.
It depends.
What does it depend?
Well,
on?
Okay. First of all, it's going to be very closely monitored because Nintendo is not about to let Mario be handled by any just random jack-off. This is going to be a very in-depth, very involved process for them. So,
yeah,
on that hand, probably. We don't have to worry about another Super Mario Brothers Super Show on our hands. So that's good. But we don't have to worry about another Super Mario Brothers The Movie on our hands, which is also good.
Really have a bad track record. Holy
they do.
Shit.
Mario has not had a good time on the silver screen. But the issue that I don't even know if it's an issue. Generally speaking, I'm open to this possibility. But just as like a, I don't even want to say, for lack of a better word, destiny thing. Video game movies as a whole have a really hard time. And I don't know why that is. It's just that they do. They always blow, you know? Mortal Kombat movies suck dick.
Right?
Like, the Tomb Raider movies were pretty bad. The Ratchet & Clank movie was not great, but it wasn't the worst thing ever. I mean...
It was certainly passable.
Yeah, it was a decent little animated movie, I guess. But, I mean, they're never exceptional things, you know?
Have you ever seen the Assassin's Creed movie?
Yes. It was absolute dog shit. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Oh my god. Okay, I'm like a huge Assassin's Creed fan, but we're on the subject. That movie's terrible.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Absolute balls.
Oh my god.
Absolute balls. But okay. So
I fucked it up so bad.
Yeah, it was not a good interpretation. But
I'm so mad.
I mean,
I'm still bitter.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Continue. All right. Steve.
So I mean, I'm hesitant, but given how tight-fisted that Nintendo is with Mario and his properties, I feel like they're not gonna let it be bad. You know? Because okay, I know that. All right. Well, this is kind of where it comes into play, I guess, from Nintendo's perspective, because Nintendo is, I think most folks would agree, if nothing else, good at making Mario games. If you won't allow them anything else, they make themselves a good Mario game. You know? Like, there's only a handful of Mario games that aren't at least fun in some way. But I feel like, from a narrative perspective, they might struggle a bit coming up with a movie. Because designing a platforming section is one thing. Designing a movie is an entirely another. And I don't know if, I mean, they'll have writers and whatever, obviously. It's just like, I feel like they're going to be really hands-on with this. And I feel like they're going to maybe try to be a little bit too, this is my vision, to try to make this happen, you know?
See, in my opinion, I think that I agree with you about Mario games, but I would expand it to, I think Nintendo are great at making games.
Well, they're but I'm just really saying, I was being more focused about it, but yes, I would agree. Yeah.
But they're really fucking good at, like, gameplay and, like, making it fun. And, like, they're fun, and it's all about the game. It's all about the playing. Okay, of all of Nintendo's games, do any of them have a really strong story?
See, that's where I was getting at, yeah.
Not really. Like, pick one. Like, maybe a couple of the Legends of Zeldas. Like, that's it.
That's basically their home run swing as far as narrative goes. And yeah. Legend of Zelda's never been particularly deep either, if we're being completely honest. Really.
No, yeah, I mean, I love Zelda, but, I mean, it's not like, I don't know, fucking The Last of Us or something like that.
Yeah, I mean,
like
it's not Oscar bait or anything.
Yeah. So, I just don't know how you can make a movie and have it not just be kind of boring, and it's I'm reminded of my worries about Ratchet and Clank, which turned out to be mostly true. Is it looks like a really cool video game that I can't play, you know what I mean?
Except you can't, like, because they actually made it a game.
Well, yeah, I know, except they did at the same time, which is weird, but still, the point is, like I feel like this Mario game is gonna be like, oh yeah, at best it's going to be a really cool looking Mario game that I'm not playing.
I don't know. I think it kind of comes down to, like, A, can people talk? That's important. Because as you pointed out before, this is Illumination, which brought us the movie of basically a bunch of characters talking seamless at each other. So it's possible they can get around the fact that Mario doesn't speak at all with having other people do it for him. Or having him say, like, little sentence fragments, because he's done that in the past. Or even, like, in Super Mario Sunshine, when basically everybody got to talk but him, like, in full, complete thoughts, even Bowser, you know? But I think what it boils down to is, what's the story going to be? Is it going to be, oh, Peach has been captured by Bowser, go and get him? Like, you know, that works in a game because you're playing it, but in a movie, that's kind of like, well...
It's weak.
Yeah, that's weak. Yeah, that's weak at best, yeah. I mean, unless they totally flip it on their head and it's like, oh, shit, it's Master Hand or something, but, like... You know, they're going to have to work a little harder than Bowser takes Peach, Mario saves Peach, kicks Bowser's ass, you know? Play go-karts next week.
Yeah, I don't know. I want it to work, and I do think that animation is a better choice than live action, certainly. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, please, don't do that again. but I don't know. I feel conflicted about it. I am cautiously hopeful. Very cautiously hopeful. How's that? Mm-hmm. So we're moving on to our next thing. Mario Kart Tour has been announced, which is the next mobile game coming from Nintendo. And all we know about it is its name, which is Mario Kart Tour, and it is set to launch sometime this fiscal year, which is a pretty long time.
Yeah, that's so, quite a few. On 11 months almost. Actually, is today the first? Nope, 11 months.
It's not. I don't know what to say about that other than, I do know what to say about that. I fucking love Mario Kart, and I am totally okay with them making a Mario Kart, mobile game, because I think all of their mobile games so far have been pretty strong, with one exception, which we'll talk about later. I think Super Mario Run was great. My girlfriend absolutely loves the Animal Crossing one that I can't think of the name of. I don't know what else there is. I think that's it.
That was as far as they got.
Yeah, I think that's as far as it goes, but I think that they're really good. They've done a really strong job so far at making quality mobile games, and I hope that this is a continuation of that. And I don't know. I there's not much to say here because there's so little we know, but I'm really, really excited for it. I want it. I hope it doesn't cost money. How's that? I really,
Yeah, okay.
because Super Mario Run did cost money, and I wish it didn't. I did pay for it. I do have it, but I think it was like, God, I don't remember. Or no, it didn't cost money. It was free, but you could only play like the first like 5 levels, and after that, like the other like 15, you had to pay money to get. And I did actually buy that.
It's
I
called free
did.
to start. That's their
Yeah,
pitch for it.
that's. It worked for me. I really liked the way that it was playing, and so I it they got me, and I didn't regret it either because the later levels were good. So I don't know. Mario Kart Tour sounds good to
I
me.
mean,
What
this is
do you
one of
have
those
any
things
comments on this?
that I don't care about, but I'm happy other people can have.
Cool. Fair enough.
I mean, I love me a Mario Kart, but I don't really care for mobile games as just as a principle. So, I
Right. No,
mean,
I'm generally the same way. So,
but yay!
our next bit of news is that Nintendo Switch Online, which is apparently what it's officially being called,
It's not very creative, but whatever.
I know, right? Which is their paid online service for the Switch, is officially launching in September, and it'll be $20 a year, or $3 a month, or I think it's like $7 or maybe $3. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. For every 3 months, I'm definitely gonna go for the $20 a year one. That sounds fine to me. Which is pretty cheap, honestly. I mean, freaking the PlayStation Plus is like $60 a year, so I'm willing to, fork out $20 for
Yeah,
an entire year of
for an entire
stuff.
year, that's enough.
Yeah,
That's very evenly distributed.
and it will include a classic games selection, such as Super Mario Brothers 3 and Balloon Fight,
Are those the examples they
and
gave, or
that's the examples they gave,
those
yes.
are
Which I think.
odd choices?
I mean, Super Mario Bros. 3 is a good one, but I
Yeah,
don't know
I
why
don't
the
know why
hell they
Balloon
would
Fight.
mention
Who's
Balloon Fight.
wants Balloon Fight? Who's
I've
being
never even
drawn to the service?
played Balloon Fight. I don't even know anything about
I
Balloon
played
Fight.
Balloon Fight on Super WarioWare because it was one of the stupid mini games.
Ah, fun.
It's not, actually.
Oh, and
Balloon Fight is dumb.
also included with the paid subscription is exclusive eShop deals, which sounds
Suspiciously
fine.
like PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like PlayStation Plus. I mean, if they're gonna copy anybody, they should probably copy someone who's been very successful at what they do. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, it's
I mean, I have
we
PlayStation
have
Plus. It worked
yeah.
on me.
Yeah, exactly. And Nintendo was really bad at knowing anything about what their competitors are doing. So I'm almost impressed with them for taking a page from someone else's book on this and actually trying to do
Well, and they
things
kind
that
of put their
is.
own little spin on it there,
Yeah.
because like it's not, you know how PlayStation's like, okay, here's a month, here's your 2 free games or whatever, and it's usually like one crap one and one okay one. But
Yep.
Nintendo's basically like omitting that, and they're just allowing you to like stream whatever games from their classics collection instead of downloading one a month. You just get access to this collection instead.
Yeah, which I think is really
Yeah,
cool.
granted, probably a lot of the stuff in there is not going to be great, but you know,
Yeah, probably.
if you ever did want to, you know, go back and play Super Mario World because you didn't play it when you were a kid or whatever, then now's your chance, I guess.
I mean, I actually have not played a lot of the classic Marios personally, so I'm probably gonna play that
I had a
shit.
lot of them, but I had a lot of them on like the Game Boy remakes of them, not the actual cartridges. You know, like I played Super Mario World on my Game Boy Advance, so.
But I know a lot of people will be like, oh, her, paying money for online services, it's so stupid. But
Well, welcome to the
it's the
modern world, I
way,
mean.
yeah, it's the way things are going. And you can fight against it, and Nintendo did fight against it for a long time. But I mean, you kind of have to. It's
Yeah,
because it costs a lot of money to get that shit
and
going,
also they're kicking ass with their $20 a month instead of 60. They could have charged 60.
Yeah.
People still probably would have paid it.
Like, I feel like this is a very reasonable thing they're doing. Like, I hope it doesn't get any worse than this. It probably will.
Well,
but, like, I think for now, this is fine. I don't mind paying $20 a year in order to, you know, get to
cover
play
server
online
costs
on my
that.
Switch.
That doesn't
yeah,
bother
yeah.
me.
Yeah, servers cost money. It costs money to keep an online service going. So I'm willing to pay money in order to use it. That's fine with me. I can accept that.
I mean,
anyway,
we can't go back to the days of the PS3 when it was free, but
yeah, you know. I wish that'd be fucking great. So our next bit of news is that Miitomo, which is Steve's favorite mobile game
Absolutely.
Of all time.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
is shutting down in May. No, I made a joke on Twitter about like, what, where am I going to go to answer inane questions and take stupid pictures, you know? No, but no, I'm completely fine with this. There's a small part of me that feels bad for like the 20 people out there that are still playing Miitomo and are like, oh no, I can't play Miitomo anymore. But
damn,
really, who fucking cares? It's so weird how like when that came out, everyone fucking had it. Like, I had friends from high school who I haven't talked to in years, like, you know, answering questions and doing weird shit on Miitomo, and that was weird. And now, absolutely,
I remember because
no
you made me
it.
Set one of those stupid things up, and I was like, "What am I gonna do with this?" And you were like, "Ah, oh, just use it." And I didn't. I think I deleted it that day.
I think you did use it a little bit, and you were like, this is stupid. I used it for like a week, and then I was like, this is stupid, and I stopped. I mean, hell, even my girlfriend, who loved it at the time, she stopped playing it like last, like a year, like I think after maybe a month, maybe two, she stopped playing it. I mean, really. It was just kind of dumb.
I mean, yes, but...
The thing that was worst, the worst thing about it, in my opinion, is that it was the first game that they came out
with. Yeah.
And it's not even a game. It's just a stupid little thing where you make a me and you answer stupid questions. Like, it's not a game in no sense of the word. Like, I didn't have any fun doing it. Like, I wasn't even playing it. It's not something you can play. Like I just... I did not like Miitomo, and I'm fine with them not wasting their time and money continuing it to, you know, the servers and whatever. Like, fuck it. It's done. Kill it. Kill it now.
Exit. Before it breeds.
Yeah, I'm fine with this. Okay, so that is all the news we have. So we are moving on to my humble opinion. And unless Steve's opinion on this has changed, I do not believe you have one.
I do not.
Suddenly,
I haven't. Yeah, I've been doing stuff,
epiphany.
But not long enough where I feel comfortable talking about it yet. So maybe we'll hold that one in reserve and deal with it later.
Yep. No, I feel similarly about something else. But there's a different game that I have been playing. I got last week that I'm really behind the times on, but I don't care. That is Binding of Isaac. I think it's Afterbirth Plus, I think it's the official name of it. It's on the Switch. And I really like it. It's funny because I started playing it without actually knowing really anything about it. All I knew is that it involved, like, it was weird, and I knew that it was kind of vulgar. And
well, why did you get it if you didn't know anything about it?
I got it because I had heard good things about it, and because... my girlfriend wanted it really bad because she watched like YouTube videos of it, and she's been wanting it for ages, and we finally got it because we had some extra money, so we got it, and we're kind of sick of only having three games on the Switch, so
fair enough.
We got a new game. We now we have four games on the Switch, and that's exciting. But I really like it. I have officially beaten Mom. It took several runs, but I did it. I've only done it once so far.
There's like 11 endings to that game, Adam.
I'm shut up. I don't care. I did it once. That was good enough for me.
You have to go back
like,
and beat Super Mega Satan now.
Oh, good. Yeah, I mean, I'll get to it. Don't get me wrong. It's just like I really like the game. It's a really good time waster. Like, it's such a fun game to just kind of, you know, be like, ah, oh, I got, you know, I only have 20 minutes before I start work. What can I do? I'm going to play some Binding of Isaac. Like, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
I can
I have never actually played it, but I'm very familiar with it because my roommate in college was super into that one. Not you, the other one.
Oh,
he was super into that game. Like, all the time Binding of Isaacs, and he got all the Binding of Isaacs goodies and all of the, he beat it like every ending, and it's just like, holy shit, dude. Got every character, played it every time, knew what all the upgrade thingies did and all the best combinations of them to win the game, and it's like, I mean, I'm sure anybody who plays it probably knows that stuff, but from the outside, it's like, there's a lot of stuff, and it just all looks the same to me, but he's like, oh, no, you don't want this one, you want this one with the plus whatever boost to your tiers that gives you, like, a blood bonus every 7 shots.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem. That's kind of the problem I was having, is, like, so much of the time, like, I'll just, I know nothing. I went in completely blind, and I would just get upgrades, because I was just like, why the fuck not? Like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. So it took me several tries to, like, actually, you know, be equipped to deal with Mom at the end. And holy shit, I was so fucking powerful. It was amazing. I got this fucking, like, thing strapped to my face that let me shoot lasers out of my eyes. And I got a double shot, so I was shooting twice at the same time.
Oh, no, dude.
And
that's small town. Okay, I saw one playthrough of him where he was shooting, like, 50 continuous scythes just in a row. Just leveling rooms. Because of, like, the combination of upgrades he had, like, the machine gun shot, and your tears turned to scythes, and it was nuts, dude. It was just
fucking insane,
he just
dude.
Walks from one end of the room to the other and mulches everything in his path.
I absolutely love, like, the huge variety of like, upgrades that there are, and, like, how many ways you can play the game, and, like, how your strategies can change depending on what upgrades you get, and it's fucking awesome. And, like, everyone is different. You never know what you're gonna get, and it's so fucking cool, and I really fucking like it. I don't really have much else to say about it. I'm trying to think of something I don't like about it, and I guess the only thing is that there's a very sharp learning curve where, like if you don't know what you're doing, you'll die a lot because you'll get shit upgrades or like, oh my god, I was playing it with my brother who is what, 13, and like it was painful. It was fucking painful to watch him because like he just got fucking destroyed over and over and over. Like, it got to the point where he would get 5 lives, and then we'd switch off, and I would get, like, 2, because I lasted so much longer, because he was so shit at it. But we had a lot of fun playing it, both of us did, so, I don't know.
It's like when you drop somebody into Dark Souls, and it's like, okay, go, you know, and then they get their shit rocked, and it's like, okay, my turn.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Didn't you even know how to dodge roll, you silly fool?
No, I don't. I still don't know how to dodge roll. Oh my god. And that's really all I have to say about it is I wish that there was a better instructions as to what the fuck different upgrades do, but that's a minor complaint. And it's also fucking awesome and I love it. So all right,
well,
that's about it.
Sounds good.
And so now we are going to move on to random encounters, and that's the part of the show where Steve and I have pick 2 different people to have a random encounter, different people in fiction, and we decide who would win in this encounter. And it's all for fun and games, and don't take it too seriously. It's just us chatting because it's fun. So I like to pick ones that have any relation to what we talked about in the day. So I'm going to pick the Wasp because I think I've done Ant-Man before, so I'm going to pick Wasp.
Okay. Yeah. I got Raven. From Teen Titans.
From Teen Titans, okay.
So the challenge is race around the world. Now, okay, the question I'm wondering is, do they actually have to circumnavigate the planet? Because I feel like Raven can teleport, so can I just pop to the other end of the world?
No, I don't think that's fair. I think you actually have to circle the planet. I mean, you can still fly, so, I mean...
Well, even then, I feel like I would give her the edge over Wasp, because if it's just a race, I don't know how shrinking or growing is going to help you get there faster.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're really big, I guess you can reach the finish line first, like, outstretched arm.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, yeah, I think Raven would win, because, I mean, she has supernatural powers, and Wasp just has, like, a fucking, like, a suit. Yes, Wasp can fly, but not particularly fast.
Not the level of a half-demon.
Yeah, I think Raven would win this one.
I would agree.
Unfortunately, which means I lose. Okay, I'm going to go with Mario. I'm going to go with Mario from Super Mario Odyssey, that one.
With the hat guy?
With Cappy.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to go with the Sub-Zero here.
Cool.
And I guess we'll go with Mortal Kombat 1 Sub-Zero. Not that it matters.
Yeah, not really.
All right.
Okay.
So the challenge is, who's better at Guitar Hero?
crap, who did I pick again?
Mario Kart
or Mario? Mario versus Sub-Zero in
Guitar Hero.
Okay, Mario has stupid dumb fingers.
That's true.
Which, like, he always wears gloves, which would be a problem with playing Guitar Hero. And, like, I think he only has, like, three fingers.
He does only have three fingers. Four. I don't know. He doesn't have a whole hand. Or four.
He does not have five fingers. That's the point. And Sub-Zero does. However, Sub-Zero lives in some other dimension where there's no technology, or not really.
Yeah, they're not super clear about that, because it kind of feels like all the Lin Kuei kind of hang out in a world with regular people too. It's not super clear, because it kind of feels odd. Like Johnny Cage and Sonya Blade and whatever are just like next door, like downtown or something to Earthrealm or whatever. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not super up on my Mortal Kombat lore, but
yeah,
suffice it to say that at some point he has technology access.
I have played a few Mortal Kombats, but the stories or whatever, but I don't really know. I don't know. I feel like at least Sub-Zero specifically, like, we have no reason to believe he plays a lot of video games and stuff, so I feel like he'd have a hard time learning it. And, like, Mario is adept at basically any challenge
Mario is proficient in literally anything he needs to be in.
Yeah. So, I don't know, I guess...
Mario.
I would say Mario. Mario's really good at improvising and just working with whatever the fuck he has to do. And Sub-Zero is good at freezing things and fighting. I don't really think he'd be very good at... Yes, in that order. I don't really think he'd be very good at Guitar Hero, so I'm going to go with Mario. Yes! I win that one! So now, last one, tiebreaker. Shit. Superman's lame. I'm going to go with Lex Luthor. Oh, God. The only Lex Luthor I know anything about is the one from Batman v Superman. Oh, God.
Really? You didn't watch the Justice League cartoon or anything?
I watched a little bit of it, but not enough. Fuck it. I'm going to go with Lex Luthor from Batman vs. Superman. Let's do this.
Oh, okay.
My Jolly Ranchers are going to wipe your ass.
Okay.
Okay.
I got all Dumbledore.
Right, okay.
And the challenge is, who's hottest?
Well,
I would not call Dumbledore sexy grandpa.
Yeah, I wouldn't really say that either. And Lex Luthor, especially the one I picked, is young and attractive.
That's subject to opinion. I think Jesse Eisenberg young, is attractive one bit.
And, he's young, and he has flowing locks.
So does Dumbledore. And they're flowier.
Well, I mean, yeah.
And they come out of his face.
They're different. Yeah, but my flowy locks are not gray, which is sexy,
true.
Right?
I guess, yeah, but Dumbledore is tall and magical, which basically makes him Gandalf.
I don't know.
Which is pretty sexy.
Wait. Are we talking? Wait. Did you say Dumbledore or Gandalf? I'm confused.
I said Dumbledore, but I was comparing him to Gandalf.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was like, what? I mean, okay. Wait. When you say Dumbledore, I mean, we could count the Jude Law Dumbledore from Fantastic Beasts 2, who is very sexy.
Well, I wasn't using him. I was.
You weren't using him. You didn't have him in mind, so he wasn't count. I mean, come on, Dumbledore is like 800 or whatever the fuck age.
Yeah.
He is. I think he's like 150 or something.
Okay,
like that.
He's old. I mean, yes, and he's dead. First of all, so that's irrelevant.
Well, yeah, that too. But
and death is not particularly sexy.
And Lex Luthor is young and suave.
Yeah, couldn't even make it through that one, could you?
Oh my god, it's so hard for me to defend
this character.
No, he sucks.
He's not sexy one bit. Neither of them really are. Should I get a new challenge or a new character?
No, we have to decide this. We have to decide who's sexier.
I'm still pulling for Dumbledore.
Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor or Dumbledore. God damn it. I mean, at least Dumbledore is a reasonably nice person.
This is like a really bad would you rather.
Okay, but the thing about Dumbledore is at least Dumbledore, like, like, he's a nice person to be around. You know, you want to like Dumbledore. Maybe not in that way, but he's a friendly, engaging individual. You know, he's very likable. Mm-hmm. And Lex Luthor is absolutely not that.
No, like, no, Lex Luthor is a total twat.
Yeah, he's a complete twat. He's so irritating, and he, you know, deserves nothing but scorn. So I think I have to go with Dumbledore just because he's not completely unpleasant to be around.
That, yeah, that's God a good reason it. As any.
God damn it. All right, that means I lose. Curses. I think I won last week, so that means
I'm not really
you
keeping
now.
Score, but I think you
yeah,
did too.
Who cares, and it doesn't really matter. So those are the complaints this week. If you can't complain, share it with your friends. Bye.